We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
I'm about to call you out on something that what? Maybe not a lot of people know about you.
What? No, I wasn't me.
Well, you try to come off as this James Bond-like extroverted ladies' man.
Oh, I am.
Sort of the Bruce Wayne of the Slacker and Steve show, as it were.
You're right. I don't try. I just am.
Jumping out of your Lambo at social events with a girl on each arm, that whole thing.
Amen. Yep.
The real Steve.
No, that is the real Steve.
Constantly tries to find ways to get out of doing anything that doesn't involve Uber Eats at his home.
What?
In Aurora. Okay. What? The incredulity to your voice. But you're not alone.
Okay.
Look, now you're made you a part of a group. I want to be alone unless I'm a part of a group who wants to be alone.
That's cool.
47% of people have faked something as an excuse to get out of plans. Which is, it's one of those things that drives me nuts about you.
What?
I've always been
I just say no,
hey,
I can't.
That's all you should say!
That's all I do say.
No, it's like, hey, Steve, you want to come over with just a couple people that you knew from back in the day? Oh, man, is that the day that I'm having the root canal done on my dog that I haven't got yet? You're like, okay. Wait, what? No, that's right. It's the day I'm having the colonoscopy with the. That's a Sunday. I know it's special. Doctor only works on Sundays. He's from India.
I will be unable to attend. That's what I
think it's hilarious that you pretend you would ever say
unable to attend.
But here's some stats about people like you.
So I'm not alone.
Keeping in mind, it was only 47%, so you're still a minority.
Okay.
You're creeping towards
being closer.
You are.
Yes.
Netflix and everything else you can just do at home. And again, Postmates is just like, if I could just never have to leave my house again.
Whatever.
Steve has bought all the equipment it takes to do this show, essentially, and he's got them at his house.
I do.
We're just not showing him how to hook them up.
I know. I can't do it myself.
Because if you have them hooked up,
then I will never leave my house
literally
ever again.
Never see you again. 76% of people who faked an excuse said they just wanted to stay home and binge watch. Is that why you stay home? Now that you're a Netflix guy, have you flunked out on somebody for Netflix?
I haven't binge watched like the same show.
Oh, that's right, because you're just a documentary. You're a one and done.
Right, so I'll have
non-commitment.
Right.
Your fear of commitment even goes to Netflix.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you skip out on plans, are you most likely to do it face-to-face, on the phone, or via text?
Oh, I always approach like the host of the party. And I thank them for having me, and then...
So, since Steve doesn't actually go, are you on the phone or via text? Because the majority of people do it the same way you do.
Text.
You passive-aggressive little piece
while
of
I'm
hell.
Running the other direction,
yes.
I'm texting.
Okay! Sorry, I'm sending this so late. I'm doing so I hope you're asleep.
Stop knowing me.
Oh, dude, it's so painfully obvious. It's like, his kids have school tomorrow. Okay, I'll send it.
Right.
10:42. Right. Hey, Slax, I'm not going to be able to make it. Really, Steve? Colonoscopy for the dog who needs the dental work that I haven't got yet.
Well,
43% of people have faked an excuse and say they actually feel guilty later on. That, see, you made the face. You don't.
When I got away with it,
why would I feel guilty? You're dumb.
I feel proud.
You know what's sick? I believe that's true.
Well, you would too.
I wouldn't. I don't. I'm not. A couple more. Actually, yeah. 52% of people who faked an excuse said they sometimes go the extra mile by, this is so you,
what?
Embellishing it to make the excuse more believable.
Which is actually makes it not more
it
believable. The more you pile onto it with details.
Oh my God. So I'm driving down to Rapo and this green Hyundai with, I believe, Florida plates. Ran, it's like, what are you doing, man? Just say you're not coming.
I don't need the whole novel.
So he cut me off, right? And I'm spinning. And you know, that front left tire on my car has always been a little low. Went to the dudes over at Big O. Matt told me to come in later, but I'm like, are you coming? No, I will. I mean, remember the green Hyundai with the Florida plates?
I want to be there. But
I want to be there the so
Hyundai
bad.
Situation.
But it's the Hyundai. I'm still looking for him. We're putting out. It's like an Amber Alert, but it's a Steve Alert. Green Hyundai, Florida plates. Don't know much else. Just using this to get out of going to Slacker's house.
I'm standing next to the interstate, and Kingston's driving by. And I know.
Hey, I got my binos out.
I would be busy that day.
27% of fakers have actually avoided social media so they wouldn't get caught in the lie.
Okay, was that mean that they put out their lie there, they got out of what they didn't want to go, but then they can't say, here, now I'm over here.
That's where you're lucky because you don't do anything
on
social media.
That.
But I've known people, I've had people cancel on me, and then it's like, great hike today. And it's like, what happened to the root canal on your dog?
Did you go ahead and like...
No. It's just like, I'll just send him a text the next couple days later. It's like, hey, did you ever find that green Hyundai? Oh my God.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.